Joey Bart is with us right now. Joey, thanks so much for stopping by and shedding some light on your pitcher. And I want to talk to you about you a little bit. But a great team win. Congratulations. The game plan here just seemed to be here it is, hit it, throw the fastball, the best pitch, use that great extension. Is that pretty much what it was going in?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, certainly. I think there's always some other wrinkles that you're prepared to throw in there when you need them, but it's kind of more of a read and react and see what's going on and, you know, how can I keep him on the move and keep him on the attack, and that was obviously with the fastball tonight. And, you know, you try to sprinkle in enough wrinkles to get guys off of the heater, but at the end of the day, don't overthink it, right? I mean, if they're not hitting it, let's keep throwing it and maybe mix a few things in to make them think about something else. But at the end of the day, it was just, you know, tonight they were showing that they weren't really on the heater. So we're going to stick it with it and ride with it.
Why do you suppose that was, that they were just not picking up the fastball out of his hand tonight?
He's got a funky fastball. I mean, he's got some extension, he's got some cut, and he lives at the top of the zone for the most part. You know, that's kind of the area where we're aiming, and it's just uncomfortable. It's hard. You just got to stand in the box and understand it. It's something that's really hard to explain to the people, but he's got a funky 91, 92 mile an hour fastball that gets by, you know, and it gets by bats and it gets by barrels. So, you know, the message is just keep it simple and stay on the attack with the heater and mix what we need to mix. But it's really just a read and react game with Falter. And I was super impressed with the way he came out throwing strikes tonight. And, you know, you see a tick in velocity, which is great always. So I think tonight, I mean, he's going to sleep well. He had a great night.
So guys just can't pick the fastball up. They don't see it. Or at what point do you think? I mean, because you're right behind home plate, and I'm sure I mean, your purview is just slightly different than that of a hitter, and you're obviously doing a different duty at the time than trying to hit the thing. But I'm just trying to put myself and put our listeners in the position of the batter's box as to why it is so, so hard to hit.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're their hitting coach and they're going through the report and the advance and they say, hey, this guy's, you know, 90 to 93, that's not necessarily hard anymore, right, in this game. That's kind of on the lower side. So, you know, you never know. People might be not anticipating something to get on them so much. And like I said earlier, no one can really figure out why it's getting on them so quick. But I think that could have a thing to do with it. It's the hardest, weirdest 91 mile an hour fastball with extension, with cut, with ride. And he's really getting down the mound. So you can tell with his delivery, how far he gets down to the mound, his extension, he's on top of guys. And that 92 plays to 95, 96, and then has a little bit of a cut aspect to it, which gets in on righties' barrels and away on lefties. So that's kind of the best way I could summarize it, I would say. But then like I said, it's just read and react. And if it's getting on and it's getting by guys, and the thing is, they know it's coming too. And when they know it's coming, they're going to be sitting on it. And sometimes they're more suspect to chase it. So that's kind of what we saw tonight. They're expanding above the zone. And, you know, it was something where we knew we could keep expanding because they knew it was coming for the most part.
Joey Bart is with us, Pirates starting catcher this evening. He caught Bailey Falter, 7 innings plus, 1 run, 3 hits for Falter, who's been fantastic. He struck out a career-high tying 8. It sounds like, Joey, that this is basically sustainable and it's unhittable. And so long as, I mean, is there anything from an execution standpoint that he has to do, or is it just sort of the way that he's built, the delivery, all the things that you've just sort of articulated? You know, I'm thinking down the road, start after start after start. It sounds like it's kind of a hard thing to mess up for a guy like Bailey Falter. Am I on the right track, or are there other elements of execution that he's got to go out there and do night after night?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody, really what comes down to it, and, you know, I'm also so new here, so I don't know a lot of guys' backgrounds. I don't know histories. I don't know what they've had in the years past, really how they've done. I'm just seeing things, you know, from the lens that I'm in right now behind the dish. So for me, the message is just keeping it super simple. And you know, there's so many things in the game nowadays and analytics and data and information that, you know, that it's very usable. And and, you know, important, but at the same time, it seems like the way you can keep things simple for guys is sometimes the best. And for him, it's just keeping it really simple and throwing that fastball that's a little bit funky that guys don't really hit. And I'm sure he's gonna go through 30 starts. You're gonna have one or more tough days out. But at the end of the day, when you look at a course over 30 starts, if we can keep him at his best and keep him with what he does best, then I think he'll like it. He'll like where he's at the end of the season, you know. So it's just keeping it simple and throwing that fastball and, you know, executing the slider and the curveball when you need it, dumping in a curveball when you need it, and getting the slider kind of in off the plate and just kind of throwing a wrinkle in there for guys that are so dead set on the fastball, because I would say everybody in the park, everybody on TV probably knows it's coming, right? So sometimes you got to throw a wrinkle in there to try to get them off of it.
Yeah, and how are you deciding when to do that?
You just got to feel it. I don't know. It's hard to explain. There's guys, you know, we go through advances. We spend a lot of time, myself, going over reports and looking at guys and trying to figure out their strengths and their weaknesses. And, you know, I mean, and the fastball is prevalent in the game. The fastball is, you know, gets crushed. It's the most slug probably in the games on the fastball. So this is also what's kind of odd about, you know, Falter, is that fastball is, probably the highest slug pitch in the game. And you could see the league going to heavy off speed, but just keeping Bailey where he needs to be and keeping it simple for him, I think, is the message, and not overthinking it, you know, just use what works and keep moving forward with it. And like I said, over the course of the year, he's probably going to like where he's at if he doesn't overthink it. And you overthink it and you start wrinkling and trying to do too much and trying to get too cute, and it's when you tend to get in trouble. So for him, it's just an attack mentality and trying to pitch to contact. And, you know, a lot of times when he's trying to pitch to contact, he's going to miss bats.
Yeah, no doubt. Talking to Joey Bart, Pirates catcher, about Bailey Falter after a 2-1 win over the Brewers. Is it it's a four-seam fastball? Is he cutting this thing? Is he throwing a two-seamer? Are there different iterations, variations of the fastball that Falter was throwing? Because I'm looking at some data, and it's been going back and forth. You know,
Yeah, he's got some two-seam. He's got some two-seam in the report. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I try to know as much as I can about these guys, and I study and I watch them and figure out, you know, how we're going to use them. But he's got a two seam as well. I think it blends a lot with the four seam, so I kind of just stick with that four seam with the cut. And I would say, you know, if you're a right-handed hitter, he's a lefty, obviously there's going to be a lot of righties in the lineup. It's how kind of the game's set up, but that up and in pitch is typically probably the hardest pitch to hit, you know, the one up and in there. And when he's got that sneaky ride and cut, you know, he's going to break bats, he's going to miss bats, guys are going to swing under him, because it's just a perception thing, really. It gets on him quick, and then it opens up the off speed when he needs it, because they're cheating to it. So really, that's it. I mean, I wish I had the secret answer or what everybody wants to hear, but it's really just a weird fastball that people have a hard time getting to.
Yeah, no, you've actually done a fantastic job at giving us all the insight in the world on it, Joey Bart. How has this been this season, this change of scenery, the last 3 weeks for you? You got to be having a lot of fun here, because I'm sure a month ago you didn't see yourself talking to me, doing this whole thing, and, you know, starting three of the last four games for the Pirates.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. We've got a great group, and I've just kind of getting to know everybody here, but I'm obviously excited. We have a lot of young guys here, and I'm excited to work with them every day and show up to the yard ready to go and you know, go out there and give it my best every day. And you know, that's really the way I'm approaching it. You know, I'm just trying to be prepared and trying to get no pitchers and trying to get to know everything about them and trying to do my best, so when I walk out there on the field, I got them in the best position. And it's really where I put my focus on, you know, is that, and no, pitching wins games, and I'm a big part of it back there. So that's kind of the focus, and really just, you know, coming out and competing every day, having fun and being a good guy in the clubhouse, and, you know, control what you can control, and the rest is whatever. So that's the way I've approached it.
2-1, Pirates win it over the Brewers. So you've just had fun here with this change of scenery. I mean, has that been good for you? Not saying that you're actively looking to leave someplace, but, you know, sometimes life happens, baseball happens, you find yourself with another organization. Curious as to how beneficial that may or may not be.
Yeah, you know, it's a crazy game. You see a lot of guys, you know, you don't ever know. You don't know what tomorrow is, right? I mean, it's just so unpredictable. So just being in the moment and, you know, I'm excited to be here and get to know these guys, like I said. And I don't take anything for granted. I show up every day and try to do my best and be the best prepared I can be for my teammates. And overall, just try to bring whatever I got that day to benefit my guys. And it's really that simple. I mean, I don't try to overthink this and just go out there and play hard, be prepared, and go out and compete, have fun. It's a game we've loved playing all the time. And, you know, you're on this big stage, and sometimes you can overthink it and make things tough. But at the end of the day, just go out and get after it and give it your best. And your best is what you can give.
It was good stuff tonight. Joey, thank you so much. Appreciate your time, and keep it up, and many more of these conversations down the road.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Joey Bart, Pirates catcher. Knock tonight and caught Bailey Falter's 7 innings plus 8 strikeouts in the 2-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers.